So nice to see that devotees are concerned with how to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Tonight we're going to discuss one thing negative and one thing positive. Now, what should we start with? The negative or the positive?
Negative.
All right, all those who vote for a negative first raise their hand. And all those who want the positive first raise their hand. Looks like you want the negative first. Okay. Discouragement of book distribution. In the history of this time, we notice that book distribution can often come in booms. Some devotee somewhere makes a big breakthrough, or a group of devotees make a breakthrough in book distribution, and then the whole world of ISKCON catches fire. Just like, for example, when I was a young devotee in New York, the fired up Sankirtan devotees, they were centered in Los Angeles. Arkadi Chandra Maharaj, he was one of them. And so, once they got there, book distribution. Going, they went all over the USA and inspired book distribution. And that enthusiasm spread all over the world. And then, the center of the combustion, or the center of the fire, can sometimes switch. For a while it was in Europe, Russia, or Germany. They were leading the way. Sometimes when the flame goes out in a certain place, then everyone thinks around the world, oh, the distribution is finished. But actually, this Sankirtan is bigger than any one person. So you should never feel discouraged that because such and such a devotee is not doing book distribution anymore, or because such and such big devotee fell away, therefore the Sankirtan movement has ended. No, the Sankirtan movement is directly imported from where? Los Angeles, Germany, Russia. Is that what Narottam Das Thakur says? If the Sankirtan goes down in Moscow or St. Petersburg, finish then? Of course, now you are increasing in some ways. No, that's not what Narottam Das Thakur says. Narottam Das Thakur says, Golokera Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtan. The Harinam Sankirtan is coming directly from the spiritual world. The spiritual world is eternal, and the activity of spreading Krishna's glories is eternal. So what we are dealing with is the question of who will rise to get the credit. Just like in a war, Prabhupada would use that example, wartime. Even an ordinary farmer boy can go to war and become a hero. Whereas normally such a farmer boy from a small town in the country, he would never have such a chance to be a national hero. But in wartime, he can rise in some situation and be recognized for his bravery. Similarly, preaching is like that. You might think, oh, I'm just an ordinary devotee. And we should think that we are ordinary devotees. But we still can do extraordinary things by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the order of the spiritual master. This is what gives the book distributors such great joy when they read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about how a lame man can climb mountains, a blind man can see stars in the sky, and a person who can't talk can recite poetry. When you see how the Sankirtan movement is bigger than any one so-called big community, and that Lord Chaitanya's inconceivable mercy is available for everyone to participate in, then you're not discouraged by what happens to this devotee or that devotee. When Prabhupada was present, there were disappointments. This devotee or that devotee would sometimes disappear. But still, Prabhupada pushed on. I remember in New York, as a young devotee, one older devotee, and back then to be older devotee meant 4 years. He's been a devotee for 4 years. Senior Vaishnava. So, this senior Vaishnava, he was fired up about books. And he took us new bhaktas out to Fifth Avenue in New York, the richest street in New York City, one of the richest streets in the world. And there he began distributing big Bhagavad Gita's on the street, which was unheard of before. And so for 1 week he went like that, doing the inconceivable. And all us little guys, we were like, wow, amazing. Because we were just used to going out on the street and selling magazines for 25 cents back in the day. And he was selling big Bhagavad Gita's for $5. So it was inconceivable to us. But by his enthusiasm, we would sell maybe one or two or three or four Bhagavad Gita's. He was doing about 30 on the street, so he knew he was an incarnation. So, after 1 week though, he disappeared. So we were like, how did he do that? He was the incarnation. He was the avatar. How can anybody who is attending, the supreme destination suddenly just disappear? So, these things were going on like that. And today they still go on. Prabhupada was not deterred. We should know that everyone has a chance to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement. And the movement is bigger than one person's greatness, one person's faults. Things go on. I remember when I was a new devotee, we all had lockers. And each locker was like about this wide and that tall. That's where you put all your possessions in. This wide, that tall. And you kept your sleeping bag on top of the locker. So I had taped on the front of my locker door a letter from Srila Prabhupada. I still remember it to this day. Prabhupada was writing to a devotee, big devotee, who had disappointed him and had caused some problems. So Prabhupada wrote, I have given you a chance to be such a big part of Lord Chaitanya's movement. I give you the chance to take such a key role in spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement. Now I'm hearing so many things that you're doing. I'm hearing, in other words, of the Maya that you're in. You should know how sad this makes me. Prabhupada used the word forlorn. If you don't know, if English is not your first language, forlorn means like it's making the heart pain and grief in the heart. So, Prabhupada said like that, I've given you such a chance to play a key role in spreading Krishna consciousness. Now you're doing like this. And then he wrote, but I know that Lord Chaitanya will send me the right persons to spread this movement. If not you, somebody else. things will go on as long as some devotees are trying to follow their spiritual master. Things will go on. Sometimes there are these discouraging moments, these problematic moments, but we should not let that stop our efforts. I remember in Germany, I had just arrived in Germany after there had been some big problems. And then one leader played a role in getting things going again in Germany. And Prabhupada heard about it, and he said, "What is this? The previous leader had told me everything is finished in Germany. But now I see Krishna has said, let there be an increase." Krishna is in control. Krishna is looking for cooperative instruments. If not, me or you, if we don't cooperate, somebody else can get the mercy. So that's the way Prabhupada saw it. Sometimes it happens. One goes down, and then someone else comes up. We'd like everyone to stay up, of course. But my point I'm emphasizing is that Lord Chaitanya's movement is bigger than any of us. Things will go on. Just like in Germany in the 70s, everything was supposed to be finished, the government has stopped everything. The Prabhupada was astonished at Krishna's power. They told me everything was finished. Now it's increasing. Krishna has caused it to increase. When there's an enthusiastic devotee somewhere, Krishna will use that devotee. So now there are some problems in some places. But you should not think the Sankirtan movement is finished or it will always be down. No, it can shoot up easily again. As soon as some devotees agree, we shall be Krishna's instruments. Maybe it won't be the same exact way. But it will happen. That was Prabhupada's conviction. And Prabhupada also had such deep conviction in the power of his books. He often said that he did not write his books. Krishna dictated them. Sometimes when Prabhupada would listen to Krishna book being read to him, he would say, "Oh, it's so wonderful. I did not write this." Another time he described how Krishna told him to go to the material world. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, it's horrible there. I cannot go." And then Krishna said, "That's all right. You write those books and everything will be okay." So, recently one of my godbrothers, just a few months ago, Janantaya, he told me how in Vrindavan, Prabhupada told him that even if all the temples in the world close, even if all these kind of temples close, still my books are out there, somebody will read those books and start the Hare Krishna movement all over again. He said, "You heard Prabhupada say that? I put it all in my books, even if," we're not saying it's going to happen, "even if every ISKCON temple closes, my books are out there, someone will read the books, understand what to do, and start the Hare Krishna movement." That's how much determination and conviction Prabhupada had in what he gave us, what Krishna gave us. And this is what you're distributing. So there's no need to feel discouragement. You're distributing the very thing that will create enlivenment, a bright today and a bright future. So even if you think everything is down and everything is problematic, still there's three books because those are the solutions. There's such a solution that Prabhupada said even if all the temples are closed, the books will start the Hare Krishna movement over again. So therefore, if someone is feeling, "Oh, this is kind of, I don't know, and everything is going bad, the leaders, this and that," then you should just read books. Do you think right now things are so difficult? Right now there's so many problems? Okay. Go distribute books, someone will read, and they'll start everything over again one day. So no matter what you think, you should distribute books. So that's the name. Prabhupada said, I know the right persons will come to spread, to assist me in spreading this movement. If not you, somebody else. Any one of you can be the so-called next big gun. Any one of you. We don't know. How to become a real big gun? Just by your sincere dedication. By your sincerity. By your constant effort to love these books and distribute them. If you're really going to be enthusiastic about distributing the books, you have to love them. A Sankirtan devotee is absorbed in the literature, and that's where the juice comes from to distribute them. You're excited about the product. Have you ever come across a salesman who's excited about his product? They just eat, sleep, and drink it. Yes, yes. Maybe it's a water filter, or maybe it's a vacuum cleaner for the home, but they're excited about it. This will help you. This will make your life so wonderful. You ever come across a salesman like that? Yeah, they just filled with electricity. I have the product. There's no doubt about it. That's the kind of enthusiasm you get by reading Prabhupada's books. Okay, now we'll discuss the positive. The positive is that book distribution expands from japa. According to your japa, that will reveal how much you can spread Krishna consciousness. From the individual holy name chanting comes the Brihat Madanga, the expansion of kirtan. There's the japa beads, there's the small Madanga, and there's the Brihat Madanga, the book distribution. So, everything begins from your individual chanting of Hare Krishna. Anyone who is serious about book distribution must be a serious chanter. And that is a lifelong occupation, how to be a serious chanter. Now, who introduced this principle first about the relationship between book distribution and japa? Who knows who's the first one to introduce this? Yes, Srila Prabhupada. We all know that in 1977, when Prabhupada made his final trip to London, he was asked, how do you become an empowered book distributor? And what was his answer? He said, chant your 16 rounds from beginning to end without interruption. How many of you have ever tried to do that? Raise your hand, please. How many of you do it as a daily practice? Raise your hand. How many of you distribute books most of the week? Raise your hand. So therefore, if you want to be an empowered distributor, does it mean that you have to memorize certain lines? Does it mean you need a new type of book bag? These things help, but the main thing is improve your chanting. So that was Prabhupada's advice in 1977. Chant your 16 rounds from beginning to end without interruption. That's his answer to how to be an empowered book distributor. Now, I just found out recently that in 1972, in Los Angeles, at the start of the book distribution boom, Prabhupada was asked that same question. How do you become an empowered book distributor? And eyewitness told me, Prabhupada was thanking the Sankirtana devotees there for helping him carry out the mission of the spiritual master. So one devotee asked him, Srila Prabhupada, how do you become an empowered book distributor? And Prabhupada gave that answer. Chant the 16 mantras from beginning to end without interruption. So I knew about 1977 at the end. But I didn't know that at the start of the book distribution room, Prabhupada had given the same answer. This is very significant. It shows us how the book distribution ability expands from the holy name. Therefore, those of you who are wanting to raise up the book distribution situation in this time, you should take this instruction from Prabhupada very seriously. Try to arrange your day so that you can chant your 16 rounds straight without interruption. No interruptions when talking or fidgeting or doing this or doing that. Of course, maybe he's interrupted by moral argument, that's different. But try to get those rounds done without anything other than Mangalarti or Tulsi Puja or something like that. No talking, no doing this, doing that. Just chant your 16 rounds from beginning to end. That was Prabhupada's instruction. Same thing he said in 72, he repeated before he departed in 77. So this should give you some insight how to begin to turn the Sankirtan around so it goes upwards and stays upwards. The serious Sankirtan devotee is the serious chanter of the holy name. Very important. It's very nice to have enthusiasm when you're a new devotee of distribution. It's very nice. But to sustain and increase that enthusiasm, the solid backing of the holy name must be there. Once we start thinking like this, then we'll see where the next book distribution boom starts. Will it be here or there, or will it be Russia, will it be Germany, will it be USA, will it be Japan, will it be Australia? It will happen though. That is a fact. And those devotees who ignite the fire, Lord Chaitanya will use them to spread the boom all over the world. Maybe someone you don't think will do it, but they can. In this way, we should not be discouraged. Sometimes things go down, but then they will go up again, maybe not in the same place. That means when it takes off in other places, those places where it's down, they'll become enthused again. Just see, they can do it, we can do it also. So please never think that the Sankirtan movement is finished. Srila Prabhupada even said that war cannot stop the Sankirtan movement. Sometimes devotees were worried, if there's World War III, there'll be no Sankirtan. Or if the economies collapse, there'll be no book distribution. Prabhupada said, whoever says that is a rascal. There'll always be Sankirtan. There'll always be book distribution as long as the devotees are sincere. So this is the immense scope of Lord Chaitanya's mission that we're dealing with. Any questions? Lots of mosquitoes here, huh? They're big ones, too. Yes.
You said we have to chant 16 rounds to be a better book distributor. Can you explain?
16 rounds uninterrupted, beginning to end.
Can you tell us how that's a better book
distributor? It means you're concentrating. Try it. In order if you chant 16 rounds from beginning to end, it means you're not breaking them to do something else, to talk or to sleep or something like that. Try it.
You mean doing your round? Doing your round, or I finish my round and then I'll sleep?
Huh?
You mean interruption during the round or after the round? Like I can't run round and I can
go from 1 to 16 without stopping, except maybe for one blocking. Have you learned that before?
No, so I'm sure it's pretty hard.
Yes, it is. I can tell you. I've been doing it because I need some bursting, so. Very, very powerful.
I remember I did it.
Especially because it's Prabhupada's instruction. How to distribute his books. He's telling you how to get the special power to do it. So why don't we take his word for it? They're his books, and he's saying this is how to be powerful to distribute my books. So please, I want everyone to spread this amongst all the Sankirtan devotees around the world. Whether they're congregational book distributors or whether they're living in the temple, tell everyone this is how Prabhupada said you can become an empowered book distributor. He said this twice, in the beginning of the book distribution boom, and before he departed. Same thing. Any other questions?
Did you experience me?
Huh?
Did you experience my book distributing and then starting taking that letter?
I didn't know this. I didn't know about this until late after Prabhupada's departure. But now I can tell you that, although we're getting a bit up in our years, yes, by doing like this, when I do have a chance to distribute books, definitely makes for an increase. Last Christmas I was at the, that was the joke for Americans. How many Americans are here? Not enough, so I won't tell you. You're Japanese. Maharaj is Japanese. I won't tell. But anyway, of course I've noticed. But sometimes you see, as you get older, your service becomes more how to enthuse others to do it. You wish, like anything, you had a young body that you could do it for, just like Kavichandra Maharaj. He loves to distribute books. But it's hard for us to realize that our bodies are starting to get old. But he loves to do it. So, either you can do it yourself, or you can become empowered to encourage others to do it. Still, things will increase. One last point. I don't want you all eaten up by the mosquitoes. How did Prabhupada once define pure devotional service? Devotees asked him, Prabhupada, what if we desire to appear birth after birth with you to distribute your books? Have any of you ever thought like that? What if we desire simply to take birth after birth, appearing with you to distribute your books? Prabhupada said, that is pure devotional service. So these are some things to think about. All right? Thank you very much.